Shalom Aleichem. My name is Rabbi Adam Dubin. Our learning this evening is Leilui Nishmas, Rav Zachariah Shimon ben Yitzchak Kain, Rav Zachariah Wallerstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was just recently Nifter. And additionally, the Refuah Shlema, Velvel Wolf Zev ben Leah, Dr. Zev Zelenko. All of my learning is Zecher Nishmas, Rabbi Mori, Moshe David ben Yitzchak Isaac. So this week, before we get into it a little bit, I wanted to just briefly mention that I'd be remiss if I didn't. Unfortunately, we lost a couple of great Torah luminaries. I'll mention just two of them, who Rav Zachariah Wallerstein, who we've been learning for his refuah up until recently, and Rav Nata Greenblatt. Rav Zachariah, of course, a well-known, well-regarded Magid Shir. You can listen to many of his recordings on Torah anytime, or on YouTube, many other places. He was a very, very well-regarded in the world of Torah outreach and had a very positive impact on so many, many people throughout the world. Perhaps less well-known to you, a name is Rav Nata Greenblatt. He was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He had the distinction of being Mesader Get, of more Gittin throughout the country than anyone else that I'm familiar with. Rav Nata lived in Tennessee after he was sent there by Rav Moshe Feinstein, for whatever that means that he was sent there, to establish a yeshiva, I believe. But he was a dayan, and he would go around to help women who needed to receive a get, or help men who needed to give a get, really both sides of the coin, all over the country. And he was very influential, important person in the world of Batei Din because of his work, again, learning under Rav Moshe Feinstein and being Masada Get and so many other things that he did. Personal story, I was Zeche once or twice to meet Rav Greenblatt. I remember one time he came to give a Shir Klali to the entire yeshiva shortly after we had moved into a new Beis Midrash. He was supposed to give a Shir on the topic of the Gemara we were learning. I believe that year was the Maseches Bava Basra, which he did. Whatever the sugi we were learning, but Rav Nata, being who he was, said, but I'd like to share with you something that I think is important in Yoni D'Yoma, which had to do with the idea of Chanukah's Mizbeach. And really the idea of at the time it was Chanukah also, again, he had just moved into a new Beis Midrash, the idea of needing to prepare the Mizbeach, to teach it, so to speak, how to act like a Mizbeach, what it was needed to do. Again, it's a broad topic for another, perhaps another time, but it resonated with the yeshiva. Here we had a new Beis Midrash that we were learning in, and it was Hanukkah time, so it was just the entire, everything coming together of preparing students in the yeshiva, how they can learn in a new Beis Midrash, that we had to prepare the Beis Midrash for our learning, setting up all the bookshelves with all the svarim, setting up the tables. And we obviously, these things were done for us, but how we, as the Talmidim, as the students in yeshiva, should approach the new Beis Midrash. A story, or an incident, I should say, that will remain in my mind, and the Shabbos Avonali as well. So this week's Parsha is Parsha's Kedoshim, and I just want to look really in the first of two Pesukim of the Parsha's Kedoshim, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis, really Pasuk Beis I want to look into, but I'll read Pasuk Aleph as well. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, speak to the entire congregation, Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, one of the few times it's mentioned the Bnei Yisrael that way, the entire congregation together, and you should say to them that you shall be Kadosh, you shall be holy, for I am holy. So just looking at Rashi outside, Rashi says, "Daber al kol adas bnei Yisrael, speak to the entire congregation of bnei Yisrael." This is in addition to the word kol adas. It teaches us that this section was proclaimed again as the entire assembly of the bnei Yisrael, because most of the fundamental teachings of Torah are dependent on it. And that's Rashi based on the Sifron Vayikra Rabba. And then kedoshim tiyu, you shall be holy. This means, says Rashi, that you should keep away from the forbidden relationship that were just mentioned from types of thoughts that are sinful. It's evident that this is the meaning of Kedoshim Tiyu, because wherever you find the Torah is a command, defense, defense yourself against such relations, you also mention the Kedusha. Examples are that they shall not take a wife, Makadesha, a harlot, profane, and in the next pasuk it says, for I, Hashem, and Makadesh, I will sanctify you, and I am holy. neither shall he profane his deed, his forbidden unions between in the preceding psukim, for I, Hashem, do sanctify him. They shall be holy. They shall not take a wife that is harlot profane. Again, this is all coming from Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Zayin through Pasuk Tezav, I believe, in Sefer Vayikra. Okay, so looking at the first midrash on the first pasuk here, again, a kedoshim to you that you shall be holy. The midrash connects to a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, which is the Perek He Pasuk Tezayin. So there's the midrash. Hadahu dichsiv v'yigva Hashem tzvakayis b'mishpat. So it's written that Hashem, the master of legions, will become exalted through judgment, through mishpat. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So it was taught in a brisa on the pasuk based off Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Said, Eimasai shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mizkadel Bo'ilamo. When is the name of Hashem exalted in this world? When he applies the attribute of strict judgment against the wicked. So it might be thought that Hashem is not exalted when he inflicts punishment, for the wicked also are his handiwork, that Hashem created everyone, both those who unfortunately come up short, do evil, in addition to, of course, those who are tzaddikim, who do good. But Hashem doesn't rejoice in the downfall of the wicked. In fact, one might even see a shortcoming, chas v'shalom, in the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu's handiwork, his creations, have shortcomings. An aspect of Hashem's greatness is the proliferation of a human race that exhibits fine, godlike qualities. The Midrash therefore teaches that this is not correct, that when Hashem punishes people, his glory is in fact enhanced, for his creations learn to fear him, as they realize that Hashem is involved in the world and does not simply leave things to derech hateva, to nature. And this is the message in the pasuk in Yeshaya. Okay, the Midrash continues. The Eislei Krayin's Sigim, and this has many psukim to support it. The His Gadalti, His Kadashti, Vinodati, Le'enei Goyim Rabim, V'yadu Ki Ani Hashem. As it says in Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Chav Gimel, I will be exalted and I will be sanctified and I will make myself known before the eyes of many nations. Then they will know that I am Hashem. And this, as a in connection with this pasuk, and also those that follow, the Tanakh teaches, speaks of a judgment of the wicked. So the previous pasuk in Yechezkel says, I will punish him with pestilence and with blood, with torrential rain and with hail, fire, sulfur will rain down, etc. And through such a devastating retribution that Yechezkel says that Hashem will be exalted. Midrash continues, the chsiv neida Hashem mishpat asa. And it's written also, Hashem became known through the judgment that he executed. This is from Sefer Tehillim, Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Zayin. B'pam hazois odiim es yadi ve'es givurasi. And also it says in Sefer Yirmiyah, at this time I shall let them know my hand and my strength, and they shall know that my name is Hashem. This is from Yirmiyah, Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Chav Aleph. And it's written also in Pasuk Yud Ches, I shall repay them first for the repetition of their forefathers' errors and their transgression. That the Midrash continues, L'man da'as kos Hashem, and in order to recognize the righteous acts of Hashem. This is from Sefer Micha, Perek Vav Pasuk Hei. And it's written also further on in Micha, Pasuk Yud Dalid, and with anger and wrath I shall execute vengeance against the nations because they didn't listen. The Midrash says, V'adein v'igba Hashem tzvakos v'mishpat, and finally, from this pasuk in Yeshaya that we said at the outset, Hashem, master of legions, will become exalted through judgments, which is the essence of what the Brice is teaching. The Midrash's main interest is that really from Tehillim, Perek Tzadi Beis Pasuk Tes, which expounds, which a later Midrash we're not going to get to right now, talks more about. But since the Midrash's first interpretation of our pasuk is that all human beings acknowledge the righteousness of Hashem's judgment, that expounds here in Yeshaya, Perek Hei Pasuk Tes Vav, as mentioned, because the pasuk also can be interpreted in this manner that as we just went through. As we mentioned, there seems to be no connection between our opening pasuk, the Kedoshim to you should be holy because I'm holy, and the pasuk in Yeshaya that we started out with, that Hashem, Tzvakos, the master of legions, will become exalted through judgment. The Dubin HaMagid, however, suggests that there is a very real connection. If we assume that our Midrash refers to the entire Pasuk in Yeshaya, which reads in full, V'yigba Hashem Tzadkais V'mishpat V'akel HaKadosh Mikdash B'Tzadkah, Hashem Tzadkais, Master of Legions, will become exalted through judgment, and the Holy God, Hashem, will be sanctified through righteousness, there are two ways in which Hashem may be glorified in this world, both of which come about through the Bnei Yisrael. One way is when, of course, Baruch Hashem, we act in a noble and exemplary manner, and Hashem infused the Bnei Yisrael with Kedusha, with godliness, instilling in each and every one of us the potential to connect with Him and to emulate His wonderful, beneficent ways. The lofty behavior of the Torah observant Jew is therefore a semblance of the sublime attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who therefore glorified in the world will behave in this upright manner. So regarding such glory, the Pasuk says, Vayomer li avdi ata Yisrael asher b'cha espar. You are my servant, Israel, in whom I take glory. This is day for Yeshaya, Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Gimel. And this is the meaning of the Midrash, which says that when Alexander the Macedonian, Alexander the Great, saw Shimon HaTzadik, and he would say, Blessed is Hashem, the God of Shimon HaTzadik. Through observing the Kedusha of Shimon HaTzadik, Alexander glimpsed the glory of Hashem himself. But Hashem is also glorified in the world when we act chas v'shalom in an opposite manner. When Yisrael deviates, when people deviate from the path of Derech HaTorah, path in the ways of Torah, Hashem becomes known and glorified through the judgments that He meets out against, unfortunately, those Rechon HaLaslan who err, as in the many psukim that the next Midrash actually goes into. This, then, is the connection our passage in our Pasuk cited by the Midrash. When Hashem commands us, Kedoshim Ti, you shall be holy, because I am holy, it's well known that the name Hashem, the Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, signifies Hashem acting through the attribute of mercy, whereas the name Elohim signifies Hashem acting with the attribute of justice, strict judgment. The Pasuk therefore says Hashem will be glorified through us in either event. Again, as the Pasuk says, V'marta aleihem kedoshim tiyu ki kedosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. It uses both the Hashem and Elokeichem, Elokim. The Pasuk says that Hashem will be glorified either way. Either when our conduct causes Him to act toward us as Hashem, as the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, or whether it causes Him to act as Elohim, a strict judgment. As the Pasuk says, Hashem Tzvakais, Master of Legions, will become exalted through your judgment, and Hashem will be sanctified through your righteousness. Either way, He will be glorified. But Hashem wants us, in our Pasuk, to choose the path of Kedusha and Tzidkus, of righteousness and holiness. Kedoshim Ti, you shall be holy. Conduct yourselves in a Kadosh, a holy manner, thereby sanctifying me, from whom your Kedusha emanates. Why? Because I'm holy. That is, the glory of Hashem wants us to be holy as well. What Hashem wants from us is to emulate Him in this Kedusha the best way possible. As very often I think that the Midrash is fairly self-evident in a message. There are, of course, many messages, but a message, of course, is that it's very straightforward. The Pasuk says, Kedoshim be to you. You should be holy. Now, it's very straightforward to say, okay, we need to be holy. The question is, what does it mean to be holy? And again, the fact that Midrash says that specifically referring to against forbidden relationships, okay, we know we shouldn't engage in them. After all, there are halachas about them. The Torah says explicitly, these are relationships that you can't have. But how is that? So just fulfilling the mitzvah of being not engaging in forbidden relationships, is that enough to say that we're, you know, being holy? In some ways, yes, of course, it seems to be the Pasha Pshat that it is, based on the Midrash. But to take it a step further, I think that it's a message to each and every one of us that we should be people apart. We need to, of course, engage in the world, do everything that we can to benefit the world, but know that we're not like the rest of the world. It doesn't mean we're better than anyone else. It just means that we're different from everyone else. I think that in itself is an important thing to keep in mind. But we're not the same. It's why we end up to keep separate from other nations of the world in so many aspects of life. Again, living in the world and engaging with the world, but not being a part of everything that goes on in the world around us. And thinking about the two Rabbanu Chashuvim, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, I mentioned at the beginning, Rav Natan Greenblatt and Rav Zachariah Wallerstein, just to say that I think that if we follow in their footsteps, we see what they did. They're learning from the Torah that we have as Zachariah Wallerstein available throughout the internet or anywhere else, and learning and following through with the things that he did, really changing the lives of so many hundreds, if not thousands, of people throughout the world, helping us to learn what it means to be a people apart but living within the world. Or like Rav Natan Greenblatt, who a Pashut Yid, a simple Jew, Talmid Chacham, from New York, who picked up, moved to Tennessee, and then ended up to go from there anywhere where he was needed, to live in the world, but to keep in mind that what you're there for is to serve Hashem no matter where he is, whether it's in Memphis or anywhere else across the country, or really the world at large. So again, to keep that in mind as we remember them with brachas, as we end up to head into coming Shabbos and going on further, that Zoshim to you, we should be Kodesh. Kodesh, we think, means holy, but really it means to be separated, not involved with the shtus, the nonsense that goes on around us, but to remember who we are, that we are the Am Kodesh. We are the separate people, the holy people that Hashem made holy, and we therefore continue to make holy through the things that we do. I wish everyone a Slicha Rabba in all their endeavors, as well as a good Shabbos, Dag Avench.